How do we build our dreams when we don't know what we want? Learn how Flaunt solves this problem in 5 bold and glittery steps with radio host Laura Cheadle. Using a combination of best girlfriend discussions and therapy-based exercises, listeners are taught how to build their dreams and live their sparkle. Flaunt. Find your fetish. Laugh out loud. Accept unconditionally. Navigate the negative and trust in your truth.
Hello, welcome to Flaunt, Build Your Dreams and Live Your Sparkle. I'm Laura Cheadle, and today we are going to talk about manifesting. Now, in particular, we are going to go through the steps that people need to take when they really want to create something. I know that manifesting is a huge buzzword, and I know that there are a ton of different books and programs and, you know, step-by-step instructions on how to manifest. But I want to be honest with you. A lot of those things don't work. And let me tell you some of the reasons why. A lot of those things don't work because they focus on the idea, which is the correct idea, that we need to know how things feel, and we need to pretend that we're already at a certain level. And that's fantastic, and that's true. However, let's be honest. It's impossible to pretend that we're at a certain level when we have no idea what that level is really like. It's impossible for us to know what we don't know. So whenever we're following steps on how to manifest, we can only manifest that which we already know. And let's, again, be honest. We don't necessarily know where we need to be. The whole reason we're manifesting in the first place is to get to a completely different level. And getting to a different level means we probably haven't been there before, or else we could easily take ourselves there. So that's what I want to focus on today. And if you think about the whole title of my show, is Flaunt, Build Your Dreams and Live Your Sparkle. And as you already know, if you've been listening to my show for a while, FLAUNT is an acronym, and it's to find your fetish, laugh out loud, accept unconditionally, navigate the negative, and trust in your truth. And those are the 5 steps that I guide my clients through when I am helping them manifest or create or shift their life in some way. I call myself a life choreographer because I help people choreograph the kinds of lives that they desire. I can help people in body, in mind, in spirit, in emotion. I can help them in all of those different ways create what it is they want to create, which is manifesting. It's just that manifesting is kind of the buzzword right now. So let's start with that first point that I made. We can't manifest things unless we know what they are. And that's so simple, but that is so difficult to do. Now, personally, I have been in the process of creating some things myself, so I will use myself as an example in some of these situations. I have been trying to create and pull some things together with regards to my business. The things that I understand and that I know, I already know how to do. But the things that I am not yet aware of, it's impossible for me to create. So, I recently redid a section of my website, and it's fantastic! If you haven't checked it out, go to www.pyramid, PYRAMID, Fusion, FUSION.com. Now, on the very, very top, there's like this little menu bar, and you'll see the shopping cart, and you'll see the word shop. Go ahead and click on shop. Actually, right now I've got a sale going on, and the sale is only good through November, so do this sooner rather than later. Anyway, click on shop, and when it opens up, you will see that I have got several MP3 files available for sale for download. And what these files are they are self-hypnosis or guided meditation files. And I, as a hypnotherapist and as a life choreographer, work with people, and I can't always work with people one-on-one every single day. So if somebody's trying to create change, they'll come and see me for a session, but then they will need to buy one of my downloads so they can listen to it at home and they can do their work at home. So anyway, I have been on the World Wide Web before. I know how it is when you go to a store on somebody's website and you click purchase and things download in your cart and they send you the download link. And I know how to do that because I've done it before. So I knew that's what I wanted on my website. I wanted people to be able to go to my website and securely purchase these MP3 files. And I wanted, as soon as they purchased them, that they could get the link for the download, and then they could download it and they could move on their way. Pretty simple, right? I knew that, so I could create that in my business. But what I didn't have any idea about was what that took on the back end. I had no idea the coding. I had no idea how to manage credit cards. Sure, I have one of those Square readers, you know, that you plug into your phone or your iPad and you can like swipe people's credit cards. Great, I have that. I know how to do PayPal. Woohoo! I send people an invoice. They can send me, you know, the money for that. I get that. But I had no idea what it took on the back end of having a secured website. And as I am going through this process with my web developer, it was frustrating. And I was experiencing a lot of stress and a lot of frustration because things kept going wrong. And at the time, every little step that would happen, every little problem that I would encounter, I would get really frustrated. And I would have this tendency to want to blame it on somebody, want to blame it on the situation. Why didn't my web developer know about that? Why didn't somebody tell me about that? And the bottom line was, nobody was doing anything wrong. It's just that I didn't know what I didn't know. So I was not prepared for it. So the way I was manifesting it was kind of an incorrect manifestation. Now, it got done. It's not that it didn't happen. It's just that I realized how incorrect, so to speak, my thinking was. So let's break that down a little bit more. I want a website where people can go click and they can get an MP3 downloaded. What I didn't realize, and okay, I did realize that you had to record those, obviously. So I found a producer. I found somebody who could record these files for me. Well, then I wanted music behind the files. Well, I wanted my own custom music. I didn't want just some generic music playing behind my voice. I wanted music that did what I was saying. So if I'm talking about stress, I want some stressful music. If I'm talking about feeling peaceful and calm and relaxed, then I want the music to reflect that. I don't want just generic music. So, great. I found me a producer to professionally record and produce the files. I found me a musician who would do some custom music behind my files. The producer puts all of that together And then he sends me these hypnosis MP3s. And I'm thinking, yay, this is great. They're beautiful. I mean, the sound quality is amazing. They're done in stereo. I was using this incredibly high-end microphone. Every breath, like you can hear my mouth moving. It's insane what amazing sound quality is picked up by this microphone. And it's amazing how good these MP3 files are. So I go, yay, this is wonderful. I've done that. I can create this. Well, I hire the web developer. First issue is, where do you put the little button that says shop on your website? You already have these little tabs across the top. And I go, oh, can't we just add another tab? Well, then my web developer explains to me, no, you really shouldn't have more than a certain number of tabs across the top. It makes your website look cluttered, yada, yada, yada. Okay, I didn't realize that. So we make the decision to do that little header bar on top with the shopping cart, and then we can put the word shop there. Great, problem solved, not a big deal. The next thing he says is, so what payment method do you want to use? And I said, I don't know. I have Stripe and I have PayPal. And he said, you can use those. But what I really recommend is being able to process your own credit cards. Not everybody wants to use a third-party processor. People would rather just use you. And I'm thinking, already I'm not quite understanding what that means, but okay, I'm learning. I learned the difference between a third-party processor and being able to manage credit cards. And he recommends using a service called Stripe. So I said, great. I get signed up for it. The next thing he says is, now you need an SSL certificate. And I'm like, great. What is an SSL certificate? Well, it's that thing, for people who don't know, when you go to a website and like up in that little header bar on your, you know, like your search window. So you can tell I'm really computer literate here. No, I mean, I can do what I can do, but I don't know everything. There's that little like padlock. Well, when it's locked, you're on a secure website. And when it's unlocked, you're on an unsecure website. And I did know that. I did know not to put my credit card in on an unsecured website. So I get that. But I didn't know an SSL certificate was the thing that gives you a secured website. Well, of course I want a secured website. I don't want to touch people's credit card information. I don't want to go there. I want to use, you know, the system that can handle my credit card payments. And I need an SSL certificate for my website, which means that it's secured. So, okay, I call the web hosting company. They charge you for an SSL certificate. It's something you have to pay for every year. Do I want it for, like, and I forget again the terms, but like single or multiple? And I think, well, it's a single site. Of course, I just want a single one. I get the certificate. I go back to my web developer. My web developer said, did you know there's a difference between www.pyramidfusion.com and pyramidfusion.com? And I was like, didn't realize that. I needed this multiple SSL certificate. So if people were going in one way or if they were going in another way. And also my website is also lauracheadle.com. Both lauracheadle.com and pyramidfusion.com go to the same website, but people can find it different ways. So I sighed. I went back to my hosting company and I changed my SSL certificate. Not a big deal. It's just that there were more steps there that I realized. So yay, I have the like pictures made that describes each MP3. It's got like a picture of me. It says a guided meditation by Laura Cheadle, and it has the name of it. Release your fears, you know, build your dreams, live your sparkle, all of that stuff. So I have the graphic design person create these pictures because every MP3 file needs its own picture. wonderful. I get that done. My web guy loads everything up. I do this big launch on Facebook. I'm so excited. People call me and say, whenever I buy your file and you send me the download link, it links to your biography. And I think, that makes no sense. And I get into my website and I can't figure it out. So I call my web developer. My web developer takes 2 hours before he can figure it out, which was totally frustrating because I'm thinking, this should be so simple. Well, apparently it's not. The problem was, long story short, my web hosting company doesn't allow for files that are that large. Huge hullabaloo over seeing if they can increase the amount of space or whatever it is, increase the size files I can handle. Long and the short of it is they can't. My web developer needs to find a whole different method to make it work, which he does. But again, it takes a few more hours of work, a few more hours of effort. We finally get it up and running and everything is all good. But when I'm talking about manifesting and the problems associated with manifesting, and you don't know what you don't know, now I know so much more about this process because I've been through it. And now I'm going to be able to manifest much more clearly the next time I put audio files up on my website. You know, that whole phrase, live and learn, we do live and learn. It's not that I was manifesting incorrectly. It's that I didn't necessarily know what to manifest. Now, again, I'm not saying that I could have manifested higher download speeds or different download sizes or whatever like that, but it's just an example to show there are so many things out there that we don't know. And when we get too locked into our meditation and our manifestation being for one certain thing, it can be ruined. Look at my example. I wanted MP3s available on my website. I didn't realize I had to jump through the SSL hoop. I didn't realize I had to jump through the whole file size hoop. I didn't realize that I was recording such high quality files, but that those files were going to be large and that that might be an issue for my website. I didn't know that. Now I know that. Now, had I been manifesting, those three things could have come up as roadblocks. And unless I was flexible enough to move around them, it would have been impossible for me to manifest what I wanted. Now, most of the people that I work with are pretty flexible in figuring out what they want, but a lot of people aren't, including me. Sometimes we really get locked into, I want this book contract. I want this job position. I want this person as a romantic partner. And then we're focusing too specifically on that one thing and we're missing the bigger picture. So, this is another true thing. I recently had my agent send out a pitch letter to several publishing companies. And in my head, I kept saying, I want Hay House. I really want Hay House. I want Hay House. And then it started dawning on me, you know what? Yes, I want that. But that is too specific of a manifestation. I don't know that they would necessarily have my best interest at heart. They may, and they may not. But I don't know what I don't know, and I can't lock myself into saying that's what I want. when I work with people who want different jobs, it's the same thing. It's great to be specific about wanting a job, but you can lock yourself in to a position where you cannot manifest by focusing too specifically on one thing. I want a job, I'm just making stuff up, I want a job with the Pepsi company, but then Coke is there trying to give you a job and you're too focused on Pepsi and you miss it. So that's kind of the first thing. You don't know what you don't know, and you need to manifest that end result, but you do have to be willing to learn along the way and to adjust your thinking and to adjust your manifestation. And that is where a lot of people fail. They fail because they don't know what they don't know. And as they learn about it along the way, they don't stop and adjust. I was dealing with a client today, and her question for me was, so, do I meditate every day? And if so, do I do the same meditation every day? And I checked in with her angels, and the answer for her is kind of what I think is the answer for a lot of people as well. The answer was, yeah, pretty much for the most part every day you should be meditating, but no. You should not be having the same meditation every day because every day you learn more information. Every day you hopefully are more informed or enlightened than you were the day before, and every day you need to change your meditation based on that information that you learned. So, for me, whether it's the I'm wanting the store on my website or I want a Hay House book contract, every day I should learn something else about the process. One day I learned about the SSL certificate and third-party credit card processors. So I changed my manifestation. Another day, I learned about upload and download speeds and file sizes, and I learned about different web hosting companies and how they offer and how they can increase the different speeds and sizes and all of that stuff. I'm still not 100% clear on that, but I'm aware now that there's things that I don't know. I'm aware now that the company that I'm currently using will not give me a large enough file size to accommodate a hypnosis file up to an hour's length. I now know that I need to limit that. So again, it changes my manifestation. I have learned things during this publishing, during this having this agent and sending out, getting a book contract. I have learned things about my proposal that I didn't know until I sent it out or had him send it out to some different publishing companies. In my mind, my proposal was pretty clear. And some of the responses that I've gotten back from some of these publishing companies, I read them and I think, no, you don't understand. And then it dawned on me. It's not that four different publishers didn't understand in the same way. It's that I am not conveying this information the way I want to convey it. We are not having a meeting of the minds, and I need to change that. And sure enough, a few days after I realized, you know, got another response back that said, we don't think this proposal is for us because... My agent called and said, you know what? I think we need to reconsider writing a part of this proposal because we're getting the same information back. And I didn't see that before, or I would have guided you differently. But now that we see it, I understand what they're saying, and we need to rewrite that. And it made me laugh because I thought that's exactly what was going on in my mind. I am more clear now. Now I understand how my words are being interpreted a little bit differently. Now I understand what's happening and I can adjust accordingly. Now, how some of this ties into flaunt. Find your fetish, laugh out loud, accept unconditionally. There's a lot about that unconditional acceptance that I want people to focus on when it comes to manifesting. Unconditional acceptance means just that. It means accepting things unconditionally. And when we accept things unconditionally, then we can start manifesting from a point of reality. We'll start manifesting from a place of what is, as opposed to what we wish it were. Now think about my book proposal. I thought it was crystal clear. I thought that anybody who picked it up could read it and would get just as excited as I was and could see exactly what I was doing in my book. But the fact is, it was not crystal clear. My options at that point were to say, wow, I need to readjust my thinking. I need to rewrite sections of this and I need to make changes. Or sit back and say, oh my gosh, everybody else is so stupid. Can't they see? Why can't they see this? Oh my gosh, everybody is such a dork. Now, if I took that second approach and decided it was everybody else, and if I did not take that feedback, I could continue to manifest my heart out that I would get the book contract that I wanted. I would push through. I would say, yes, it is Hay House, and I want Hay House, no other publisher. And I am not going to rewrite this proposal because I am going to push through because I'm committed and I'm dedicated. And I could meditate every day on this book contract, and I could manifest, and I could wish, and I could hope, and I could put myself there, and I could see myself in the offices, and I could see myself with my book in hand, the word flaunt in hot pink letters with these white light bulbs coming out of them so they look like stage lights. And I could see the bottom cover of this book with the stage and the curtain and the dancer. And I could see this whole book cover. And I could see myself holding it. And I could see it showing up on the New York Times bestseller list. And I could do that work. And I could be correct at doing my work. But it wouldn't come to pass because I was not beginning from a state of authenticity. And that state of authenticity is that there's something confusing about this proposal that needs rewriting. And until I back up and revamp this proposal, taking into consideration all of this additional information that I now have, nothing is going to happen. So that's what that unconditional acceptance piece is about. It means that sometimes it's not that you're not manifesting hard enough. It means that you have been given more information and you need to adjust accordingly. You need to accept unconditionally that, hey, this proposal as it stands right now might not be what I think it is. And I need to adjust it. Then I need to broaden my perspective. You know what? Maybe Hay House isn't the place for me. Maybe there is something that I don't yet know about that is going to end up being the best place for me. I know them because they are a publisher I am familiar with. I don't know every publishing company out there. I don't know which publishing company out there is wanting to grow and change and develop an author and presenter like me. All I know is that Hay House is doing a lot of stuff that I like. All I know is that their authors do a lot of speaking and workshops, which are like the kinds of workshops and speeches that I like to give. But that's based on my limited knowledge. That is me from the inside looking out. That's not the outside looking in at me. And that has to be part of my manifestation too, that other people find me because they are looking for me. I have to realize my own limited perspective and the fact that I don't know what I don't know. And then I can adjust my manifesting accordingly. And this weekend, I actually had a lot of epiphanies around that, which is why I was so excited to sit down and do a show on manifesting, because it's such a huge deal and people get really caught up in it. And me too, I get excited by it too. But there's so much more information out there. There is so much more than we need to know. And those are a couple of those big pieces. We don't know what we don't know. So manifest that other people who do know more can come into your field and help adjust things for you. So that's my big manifestation. It's I manifest right now that publishers who want me will be looking for me. It's not me looking out there saying, who wants me? I am a commodity, and I'm a really darn good commodity, and somebody is going to be darn lucky to have me. I'm just not quite sure who that somebody is. Because I don't know every publisher out there, and because I don't know the intent of every publisher out there, I need to throw that energy out there. I need to throw that creative field out there and say, hey, here I am, come find me. I am what you're looking for, and here I am, and I'm raising my energy up. And I am turning on my light, and I am becoming a beacon so you can find me, because you might know more than I do. So I'm raising up all of my thoughts. I'm raising up all of my energies. I'm making myself visible because I trust that somebody else knows more than me. Just like when I hired a web design guy to do my MP3s. I know the result. The result is I want an amazing store on my website where people can download things, but I don't know how to do it. I have to raise myself up, make myself visible, help bring him into my field, and then we can create this. I made myself visible, and I took the steps by hiring somebody who knew more than I did. And then every step of the way when he would tell me what to do, hey, you need to find a credit card processor. Okay. Hey, you need to find you need to get an SSL certificate. Okay. Hey, you need one for multiple domain names. Okay. Hey, we need to raise the file size allowability on your website. Okay. I am gathering knowledge and I am gathering information. And that's exactly what we need to do in our manifestations, is continue to gather information. Manifesting is not just wishing, because wishing ain't giving. That's a really important, powerful phrase that I want you all to take to heart. Manifesting is not just about wishing. It's not passive. If you stay at home and meditate 12 hours a day, you're probably still not going to get what you want because you're not out there acquiring information. Acquire information. Put yourself out there. Raise yourself up. Be the beacon and send that signal out. Beep, beep, beep. Come find me. And that's what I'm doing right now with publishers. Hey, I have this dream. I have this book. I have this passion and this energy and this enthusiasm. Come find me, because I don't know who you are. I can submit my proposal to you. I can have my agent submit a proposal to you if we know who you are. But we don't know who you are. You know more than we do, so come find me. So that's that important step. Now, also, again, like I was tying that in, that accept unconditionally the information that you are getting. When people were mistaking some of the information in my proposal, it wasn't all their error. Some of it might have been, but some of it was not. And whether or not they were paying attention and they did it wrong or I did it wrong, it doesn't matter. What matters is that that is how it's being perceived, and I need to accept that unconditionally and then take the steps to change that. Just like when my website hosting company was not able to handle that large of files. That can be stupid. That can be a poor business decision on their part, but that doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that I need a web hosting company who can handle large file sizes. And I can argue with them, and I can say you should, and I can say I need, and if they don't offer it, they don't offer it, because wishing it getting. I need to take that information, accept it unconditionally, and then figure out what to do about it. I can change web hosting companies, armed with that new information that, hey, I have extremely high quality MP3s. Because of that, the file sizes tend to be larger. Because of that, this is what I need. Can you accommodate my needs? And it's, again, me being a beacon and putting myself out there and telling people what I need and then letting the right people come in. But it's that unconditional acceptance that's important. When people don't accept unconditionally, it means they're starting from an incorrect starting place. I would have never been able to make my downloads work if I hadn't have accepted the fact that my hosting company won't handle files as large as I need. I could have meditated every day. I could have manifested. I could have seen my website. I could have heard my MP3s. I could have seen people clicking download, 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 and it wouldn't have mattered because I was starting that manifestation from a false position. So I hope that makes this whole manifestation piece a little more real for you, a little more concrete, a little bit less woo-woo, actually, because it's not about just feeling and loving, and I just feel this great relationship. It's more concrete. Seek out information. Set yourself out there. Be a beacon for other people to find. We can't know everything. And that's a huge, huge, huge thing with manifestation. Realize you don't know everything. Put yourself out there and see what comes to you and adjust your manifestation every day, if necessary, based on the information that keeps coming into you, based on the new information that comes into your field. Because that is one of the things that the universe does. The universe provides you with information. If you have a dream, you don't need to know how to get there. You can imagine, visualize, or pretend an awful lot, but you're not going to know it all. As you start acquiring more information, you will start adjusting what you imagine, visualize, or pretend. So what I want to do right now is I want to walk you through how that looks. Because I've given it to you in theory, and I hope it makes sense. It's pretty darn clear to me. So I will just accept unconditionally that you are getting what you need to get from this discussion, and that if you don't, you will be able to reach out to me. I've got a website, pyramidfusion.com. I have an email address, Laura, L-O-R-A, @pyramidfusion.com. There are multiple ways of getting in touch with me through the station, through my website, through my email. You can even call or text me at 303-994-4945, and we can walk through this process. But for now, on a global level, I just kind of want to walk through how this works. Now, this isn't really a meditation because you could be driving or you could be working and you might need to maintain full awakened consciousness, and that's fine. So I'm going to walk you through it more in terms of theory, and then on your own tonight or tomorrow, whenever you have, you know, some time, you can do this a little bit more deeply on your own. Okay, so how I want you to start is I want you to think of something that you want, and it can be small or it can be huge. It totally doesn't matter. I just want you to think of something that you want. Okay, and we're just going to use my whole thing with my book, since I've got a book, an agent who is currently submitting a pitch letter to different publishing companies. And since I mentioned that, we're just going to go ahead and use that. I have a book. What I need right now is to have the right publisher pick up that book. I know certain publishers, but I don't know them all. So my manifestation is for the right publisher, who knows more than I do about this, because I'm not a publisher, to find me. So what I do is I start in my mind in this white space. I start that I'm like literally standing in an all-white room, white ceiling, white floors, white walls. There is nothing around me. And it's not necessarily that it's even enclosed. It's just that I'm in this white space, this completely open, all the way around me, white void. And in this void, I am 100% in charge of what I create. So what am I creating with this book? It's not just that I'm creating the book, but I'm creating this entire universe around this book. So I see my book. Like I said before, the word flaunt is in all capital letters and it has an exclamation point. The word flaunt is in hot pink, but it's got like those white stage bulbs. So it looks like it's a light up sign. So I see that. It is just your typical sized book. It's not like a small gift book. It's not like it's a huge coffee table book. The bottom cover looks like it's a stage. And then behind flaunt, you can see the curtains and you can see the stage light. And there is somebody on the stage. So I visualize that. That's fantastic. I can visualize that. I can give or take that vision. I'm not locked into that vision. This is what the physical book looks like to me. I can flip the pages. I can hear the pages flipping. I can smell the ink. I can get into that, but it's more than just the book. It's the energy around it. What does this book do? It's with a publisher who has a lot of different authors who are going out there and teaching and lecturing. It's with a publisher who is truly in this self-help. It's a publisher who wants to do more and create more. It's a publisher who is on their way up, not on their way down. It's with a publisher who is strong and budding and growing. It's with a publisher who kind of wants to take risks and do some exciting new things because the book publishing industry is changing. It's with a publisher who's really engaging to authors as well as to the readers. There's a whole structure around this book. It's not just a book. A book itself sits there and it gets dry and dusty on a shelf. This is a book that means so much more. There's a workshop. There's a workbook. Oh my gosh, there's an app. There's some like Oracle card type things. There's some products around it. There's these MP3 files. There's some like downloadable content. There's some webinars, there's courses, there's a lot of things around this book. There's things that I don't know because they're not yet there. Until fairly recently, we didn't have digital copies of books. Audiobooks were kind of a thing, but they were on cassettes. Now we're downloading them. Webinars didn't used to be a thing. There's a lot going on with this book that I don't even know yet, and I'm open to that. Again, I'm putting myself up. So in this white space, I'm creating not only the physical book, but I'm creating this world around it. I'm creating this active engagement with my readers. So suddenly in my field, I see around me people holding my book. I see people holding digital copies of my books on laptops and e-readers and, you know, phones. I see rows of these people all around, and I see them smiling and I see them dancing. They have boas on. They have crowns on. They're all laughing. They're happy. They're interacting with me and my message and my book and my publisher. They're interacting with this publisher because more projects are getting created because of this. And I'm laughing and I feel really good about it because I've created this whole universe around it. And I look around in this formerly white space and I see the impact of this book. And I see it in front of me because I see my readers all coming at me. But then as I turn around, I see my family and I see my friends and I see the money that this book has brought me. And I see it how it has changed my lifestyle because I'm now making more money, doing more seminars, selling more books, selling the products. It's this entire universe. And the more money I make, the more comfortable I am, the more help I am able to hire, and the more content I create, and the more people I can reach. So I now see on my right side, I literally see my, quote, right-hand man, unquote, who is my assistant, who is helping me respond to emails, who is helping me put out more content. I see my family. I see my kids working on PowerPoints for me. I see my son's friends selling advertising for me. I see all of these people doing different things. I see the radio station. I see Dream Vision 7 having more listeners because this show becomes a larger show because of my book, because of my publisher, because of the people that it's connected me. I see my friendship circles shifting and including new people. It's this entire thing that I see around me. And some of it I see because I know it, but there's also things that are behind me. There's things that are in my blind spot, and I am aware that I don't see them yet because I don't know, because I haven't acquired that knowledge yet. I know that I need an assistant. Maybe I don't know yet that I need a full-time web developer managing that. Maybe I do. Maybe there's something else that I need, a product development person. I don't know. I don't know because I don't know yet. So as I'm looking around me in this formerly white room and I see people and I hear laughter and I see pink feathers and I see people dancing and changing and I see tears of joy and I see my house getting paid off and I see my kids' college getting paid off and I see a lot of people being supported by this and I see a lot of benefits and I see this spiral moving up and then I see that I have a blind spot and I see that there's things that I'm not knowing because I don't know, and I'm open to that. I know that my field of vision is only left, center, and right, and I know that there's all this stuff behind me that I can't yet see. But in my manifestation, I'm aware that things are being created behind me, and I accept unconditionally that when the time is right, these things will come into my field of vision. So don't just create the proverbial parking spot. Yes, see that parking spot, but see everything else around it. And be aware of what is behind it and what you don't see yet. And again, be aware that while you're so busy focusing on the parking spot, somebody out there knows more than you. Whether it's the universe or somebody else, there's somebody out there that knows more than you. And they're working to create something that you need. So just because you are focusing on the close-up parking spot and you don't get it, that's not a negative thing. Widen your field of vision. Who knows more than I do? Put yourself as a beacon out there. Hey, I don't need the close parking spot. I need the parking spot that's right for me. It could be close up, or it could be far away. I'm manifesting the spot that's right for me, and I'm putting myself up and out as a beacon of light and energy. Find me. Find me. Parking spot that needs me, find me. So that is truly how this game of manifestation works. It is a game. This weekend I said I had some powerful meditation, and one of my powerful meditations was calling myself the game maker. And that came in from my guides, that I am the game maker. And if you've seen the movie The Hunger Games or read the book The Hunger Games, they're fantastic. But one of the whole concept is they take kids from the different towns, basically, and the game maker makes this game, and they all have to kill each other, and basically you're left with one winner, and it's dog eat dog, man eat man, and it's totally cutthroat, and it's awful. But the game maker creates the game for all of these kids to fight in, and then the entire country watches. So that's just very rough story. It's not totally accurate, but we're running out of time. The game maker creates the game, and everybody else plays in it. So my meditation really focused on the fact that the world is just a game, and there's either game makers or there are people who are running around being in the game. And when we manifest, we're being game makers. And I am done playing other people's games. I am going to create the game. I am now a game maker. And that's what my guides and my angels were telling me. And starting from this void, starting from this white space, I create things around me. Now, I'm not 100% in control. I am making the game. But part of what I am making is other people who are smarter than me, other people who have more information than me. I am making them a part of my game. And that's what I mean by making myself as a beacon of light for other people to find me. Here's what I'm making. I am making extreme success around this book. I am making the ideal publisher find me. I am creating this entire universe of good and growth and love and healing around all aspects of my book. And this is what I know to do, and these are the parts that I don't know. So you need to find me. So that's the game I am making. I am making the game of, hey, you find me, here I am. I am making myself known. And that is how to manifest. That is truly how to build your dreams and live your sparkle. Decide either to be a player in somebody else's game or to create the game. When you create the game, create it unquestionably from a place of reality, but also from a place of humility that you don't know it all and you don't know what you don't know, and be flexible and change every day if necessary, every hour if necessary, but put yourself out there so other people can find you. I am here. I am open. I want this or something better. That's what that really means. It means this is what I know and this is what I don't know. If you know more, come find me. Just like all the information that I learned from uploading these MP3s, now I know more. Now I can have a more focused manifestation. So think about everything that we've gone over today. Holy cow, there's been a lot. Start from that blank white space and create everything around it. Not just the item, not just the book, but the universe around it, the people who support it, the impact that it has. Create all of that and then raise that all up and say, hey, this is the game that I've created. Who wants to come play? Because you are inviting people to come play in your game. Just like I did in that brief little example. Hey, here's the universe. I created the universe. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to grow. We're going to learn. We're going to be successful. We're going to have a lot of abundance. We're going to be happy and pink and feathery and glittery. And it's going to be so cool. Who wants to play? And then raise that up and wait and see who comes in. And if people are misunderstanding you, you can change that game a little bit. You make the rules, but make the game. So I am very curious how this ends up working out for you. Please stay in contact. Please change, grow, be flexible, and I will let you know what happens with my book as that comes to pass too. I will let you know which publisher has found me because I have just created the game and I've raised it up there. Now I'm visible so people can find me. And I'm super excited to see what comes in. Now, in the meantime, please go visit my website and check out these fantastic MP3s. You will be blown away by the quality. Super high quality, super awesome, super cool website. And now that I know, all because I raised myself up, I accepted unconditionally, and I let happen what needed to happen. So you guys have a fantastically fulfilling week. Go meditate, go manifest, and go create the game that you want others to play. I will chat with you all next week, and don't forget to flaunt.
Tune in next time to Flaunt, Build Your Dreams, Live Your Sparkle with radio host Laura Cheadle every Wednesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Come release outdated labels, roles, and scripts. Reveal the calling of your soul and re-choreograph your own life, even when you're unsure of what you want. In 5 bold and glittering strokes, you too can build your dreams and live your sparkle. Find out more about Laura at pyramidfusion.com.